You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to that podcast on Money Control, which is always tried to be your friend. Come rain, come sunshine, there's a lot happening in the world. The elections are almost upon us and so is the campaigning, which has reached almost a fever pitch as we speak elsewhere in America. The Mueller report that the entire world has been waiting for over 2 years now has finally been submitted. And what are the takeaways from that? We are, of course, going to see what the fallout of that is going to be in America. But all that aside, there is, of course, always a constant, which is us giving you a few stocks to choose from. And that is the point of this podcast. Stock Picks of the Day. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
We spoke to Sameet Chavan of Angel Broking and this is a list of top two stocks which could give 9 to 11% returns in the next 1 month. Let's run through that list of stocks very quickly. We start things off with Jubilant Foodworks, which is the holding company for Domino's here in India, has a buy call. LTP of 1,430.40 rupees, last trading price. Target we're looking at is about 100 rupees more than that, 1,565 rupees. Stop loss at 1,384 rupees for an upside of 9.4%. Next up, Sundaram Fasteners with a buy call as well. Last trading price of 550 rupees 15 paise, target 615 rupees, stop loss at 508 rupees for an upside of 11.8%. We'll return in just a bit to find out why Sameet thinks those are attractive buy calls for today, but let's also find out what he thinks are the trends on Dalal Street that are going to dominate the course of the day and the week. Last week was more of a week of consolidation for our markets after the recent relentless run from lower levels. We started trading for the week on a positive note and then continued our march higher towards the next psychological junction of 11,500. Since the overall optimism was so high, Nifty 50 did manage to test and even surpass that level during the week. But during the latter half of the week, index saw subdued moves with some hint of profit booking on Friday when we left things off to conclude a tad below 11,500 by adding negligible gains to the previous week's close. This week's lethargic move was no surprise to us as we had clearly opined, he said, about a possible consolidation after Nifty entering the important trading range of 11,500 to 600. This was all expected, Sameet says. In fact, we also saw some tiredness on the last day of the week, that is Friday. Nifty breached the previous day's low for the first time in the last 9 trading sessions, whereas Bank Nifty did a similar thing on the 13th day. More than weakness, Sameet says, we would rather construe this as a pullback or profit booking move, which was very much overdue after giving such a steep rally in a short span. As far as levels are concerned, 11,520 followed by 11,600 remain to be the immediate hurdles, and on the flip side, support is visible in the vicinity of 11,420 to 11,383 for the forthcoming week. In Sameet's sense, this breather was necessary before Nifty moving towards its record highs. Therefore, they still advise traders not to have a contrarian approach on the market and that traders should rather capitalize on such declines. Having said that, he also says one needs to be very fussy now when it comes to stock selection because not all stocks are likely to perform well in this kind of consolidation. Now, talking to the two stocks that he thinks are attractive, Jubilant Foodworks, the stock has been consolidating in a range since the last few months. In the initial part of the last week, the stock prices finally broke out from that congestion zone along with reasonably higher volumes. Further, if you look at it from a broader perspective, it appears that the stock has completed its price-wise as well as time-wise correction of the larger degree uptrend. The RSI smoothened on the daily chart has entered a bullish territory after crossing the 70 mark. Considering all of this evidence, Sameet and Angel Broking recommend buying Jubilant Foodworks at the current levels for a target of 1,565 rupees with stop loss placed at 1,384 rupees. That's Jubilant Foodworks with a buy call. Next up, Sundaram Fasteners, also with a buy call. In the last couple of weeks, the mid-cap and the small-cap baskets have been on a roll. In fact, unlike previous months, so many stocks from the cash segments started raising their heads higher and have given some stellar moves. It appears that they're finally out of the slumber and are gearing up for strong moves. This stock, that is Sundaram Fasteners, is clearly one of them. After a long consolidation of nearly 5 months, the stock has confirmed a breakout from multiple technical indicators. Looking at the increase in volume activity, the expectation is that the stock will climb in the next few weeks. Therefore, the recommendation from Angel Broking and Sameet is to buy the stock of Sundaram Fasteners at current levels for a target of 615 rupees with a stop loss fixed at 508 rupees. That's Sundaram Fasteners with a buy call. Before we end the podcast, that list of top two stocks one last time. Jubilant Foodworks with a buy call, target 1565, stop loss 1384 for an upside of 9.4%. And Sundaram Fasteners with a buy call as well, target 615, that is 615, stop loss 508 for an upside of 11.8%. Well, here's hoping that some of these names will pop in your mind as you're trying to make some decisions over the course of the day. You can, of course, also write into us, mcpodcast@nw18.com. We encourage that you do write in and let us know what you'd like to listen to and if any questions you have about the topics that we speak about on this particular podcast. Until the next time you hear from me, which is going to be in the evening, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.